Did you have a pay voucher that I could get?
Oh, yeah.
I need one, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, this meeting of the Becker County Board of Adjustment is called to order. My name is Roger Boatman. I will be chairing the meeting this evening and would ask that the rest of the committee members introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knudsen, member at large.
Cole Skeen, Detroit Township.
Mike Sharp, District 3.
Del King, District 1.
Craig Hall, member at large.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Okay, we got to approve the minutes of the previous three meetings. Those would be April 11th, June 13th, and May 9th. And there was one correction?
And it's been corrected.
And you corrected that? Okay. Could I get a motion to approve all of those at the same time?
So moved.
So, Craig? Okay, second. Larry? Okay, any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay. We have no old business, I don't think, do we? The protocol for this evening. The administrative staff will introduce the application. Applicants or their representatives will briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one in the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through the board. Sufficient time will be given to those wishing to speak. After all the comments, the administrative staff will read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and we will deliberate on the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. Number one, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control, and to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions relating to the county official control. All decisions by the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal a decision within 30 days to the district court. Questions regarding the appeals process can be discussed with the administrative staff after this hearing. At this time, I would have my vice chairman read aloud the guidelines in the Minnesota state statutes this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please shut off all electronic devices and we will continue. Okay?
Minnesota Statute 394.27, Subdivision 7, Practical Difficulties. The Board of Adjustment shall have the exclusive power to order the issuance of variances from the requirements of any official control, including restrictions placed on nonconformities. Variances shall only be granted when they are, one, in harmony with general purposes and intents of the official control, and two, when the variances are consistent with the comprehensive plan. Variances may be granted when the applicant for the variance established that there are practical difficulties in complying with the official control. Practical difficulties as used in connection with the granting of a variance means that, one, the property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by an official control. Two, the plight of the landowner is due to circumstances unique to the property and not created by the landowner. And three, the variance, if granted, would not alter the essential character of the locality. Economic considerations alone do not constitute practical difficulties. Practical difficulties include, but are not limited to, inadequate access to direct sunlight for solar energy systems. Variances shall only be granted for earthen shelter construction as defined in section 216.06, subdivision 14, when in harmony with the official controls. No variance may be granted that would allow any use that is not allowed in the zoning district in which the subject property is located. The Board of Adjustments may impose conditions in granting of variances. A condition must be directly related to and must bear a rough proportionality to the impact created by the variance.
Okay, thank you. Okay, under new business, first applicant?
I don't think there's anybody here to comment on either the Tronis application or the Hanson properties.
but I just want to let you know that the Hanson Properties has been tabled until next month, and Tronus has been removed. So the first applicant will be Herzog Family Investments, requesting a variance to be at the non-shoreline impervious surface allowance, which would be 50% for structures and up to 65% for structures and all other impervious surfaces.
Okay. Anybody here from the Herzog? Yeah, you want to step up and speak into the microphone, please? I'm assuming it's turned on.
No, make sure the green light is on.
Green light?
That center button. Okay.
There you go.
Here to request a variance to build a proposed building, cold storage, and then also improve property drainage.
Can you describe the improved property drainage?
There is significant ponding along the south property line on our main drive line. So we're hoping to put in catch basin and then also crushed concrete to allow vehicles to get through.
That area is currently gravel already?
Correct, yes.
So, is that a sediment pond that you're talking about?
Well, I thought I was going to ask, where is the drainage going to flow?
That's my question. Go ahead and follow up.
That was going to be my question.
Okay.
Where is that catch basin draining from?
So right now I don't have the exact details on it. I guess the building improvement, to build the building is kind of the main focus, and if we can do that, then we're going to pursue that next step. So I don't have the exact plans of where that drainage would go.
Well, they'll have to get a permit from Pelican River Watershed.
They'll have to do that, and yes, and also if they didn't have to go through Pelican, our ordinance would require an engineer to form a plan. So whatever that engineer suggests and you guys work out with, if that PE signs off,
okay,
be fine. But Pelican will handle it.
So that'll be part of the motion then, to if we approve that, include that.
Okay. All right. Part of the area where you're planning to build must be impervious now, because the impervious coverage really isn't changing that much.
Yeah.
Okay. It
must just be like material storage, right?
It's a cold, yeah, the store material, because right now it's not a storage facility, it's set around it, so it's more to contain it and keep it protected.
Okay, any other questions of the applicant? I think the drainage is the issue there, to have a sediment pond, and if we decide to do that, if we include that with a motion, I think that would be appropriate. Okay, any correspondence?
Just a comment from Pelican, and if it's approved, then the permit.
Okay, any other questions of the applicant? Any other questions of the applicant? Hearing none, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate upon the request.
To me, it's basically, even that's why I just asked Kyle if it's ag now, and he said it is, but I mean, it's basically a commercial operation.
It is. Right.
If anything, I don't see that this is really going to change much, so.
They're only here because it's Jones Lake, and
that's the only reason.
Well, and the one benefit is 34 dividing them. You know, that's
right.
That's a serious.
Yeah, there's not a culvert quite a ways today. So I mean, to get it to Schultz is going to take a lot of.
Right. And if they do a stormwater management plan, it'll probably only make it even better.
Better yet, right.
So.
Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion? As I had previously stated, I'd like to have the sediment basin and the drainage permit included in the motion. I think that would be appropriate.
And would it satisfy you if we just had a condition that they have an engineered stormwater plan and just leave it at that? And we can just, as Kyle said, the engineer signs off on it, we're good to go.
I think that would be adequate for this board. It means it's included. So would that be okay with you if we did it that way?
Yep.
To include that in the motion? Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the variance request as presented, based upon the facts that it's in harmony with the purpose and intent of the ordinance and comprehensive plan, puts the property to reasonable use, and does not alter the character of the locality as it's used for commercial purposes as is, has high impervious coverage, and with an engineered stormwater plan, any impacts from the slight increase in impervious coverage are going to be mitigated. So no impact to the locality. With the condition that an engineered stormwater plan is put together and submitted to Becker County Planning Zoning.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Got a motion? Okay. Dell seconds. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That is passed. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Good luck with your project.
Thank you. Again, number two was not needed, so that's been removed. So we'll go to number three, is Christopher Nord requesting extension for recorded document number 697842. I don't believe he's here.
Is that just a formality?
Yeah, and
what's the rationale?
I don't know what he tell you. Anything? I don't honestly know.
Okay.
But he just needs an extension, right?
Yeah, I just didn't get it done on time.
Yep. Oh, they're bypassed
the
2 years.
How many times can they request an extension? Just curious.
How many times can they? Unlimited.
Unlimited, as long as this board approves it.
Yeah, and I don't know if I've ever seen one. Maybe we've had one that asked twice. Big Cormorant.
That Big Cormorant.
Yeah, Pike's Bay.
Yep.
But otherwise, I don't know of one that's ever went.
Yep. That's been twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to get it in a year.
Okay, so we just need to put a motion then to that effect.
Yeah,
I'll motion that we approve the request to extend his variance.
Okay, motion to extend and approve the variance.
Second.
Larry? Okay, all those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's passed.
Fourth applicant, Christopher Matson, requesting a variance to replace a deck to be located at 23 feet from the ordinary high water mark, a paver stone patio to be located at 9, both deviating from the required 75.
Good evening.
Yep. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. My name is Chris Matson. I purchased the property at 2101 County Highway 22, just to the west of TJ's, about a year ago. Since I purchased the property, I've been working on updating some things. Noted in the inspection of the home, there was a railroad tie retaining wall. All of the railroad ties were essentially rotted and not safe. Part of that process, decking that was on the home was sitting, the edge of the deck was resting on the railroad ties. So it's kind of creating an unsafe environment. So working on replacing the railroad ties and updating the lakeside area. And part of that process was removing the deck, which in itself was unsafe due to rotting joists and ledger boards and old boards. So I'm here to request permission. I have a land alteration permit where riprap is being installed where the railroad tie retaining wall was. We removed some land, put the rock on the shore or above the shore where the retaining wall was. So I'm here to ask permission to rebuild the deck following the same depth that the deck was at. I'm requesting an extension to move it more east-west, not towards the lakeside, so make a more larger deck area for family use, as well as construct a paver patio, which was on the lower portion of the retaining wall, which was the sand area. So that's what I'm requesting, to rebuild the deck, just make it a little bit wider.
Yep.
And a paver patio.
What were the dimensions of the deck? I've got it in my notes here. Just can you refresh me?
It's a little bit
the former deck.
It was about 12 feet by probably 26 to 28, less than 30.
Yep.
And the extension would be same depth, 10 feet from the concrete, just adding another 20 feet. So it'd be 12 feet by 46 feet. So it's not any more wider, it's or depth towards the lake. It's just wider towards.
And that is in the shore impact zone?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the previous deck then, if I understand you correctly, was 12 by 26 feet, and you're wanting to extend that in the shore impact zone to 40 feet?
Yes.
Okay. Are we clear on that? And then you're proposing on the steps below that, you're wanting to put some pavers?
Correct. There's a sand area. Put pavers on there.
Yeah. I don't know about the rest of the board, but I've got a concern about those pavers that close to the water. It seems to me like we should be planting grass there or native vegetation or something like that close to the water. And I don't know how the board feels about that, but we were out there and visited, and
I don't have much trouble with the expansion of the deck because it's curvaceous in the area there. That's right now is P-Rock, which is pool or pond, really.
Right.
But I do have an issue with the pavers on the bottom side there.
It should be
something
other than
try to catch some of that water.
Pavers to we're trying to slow the water down to get to the lake. That's what our objective is, and that's what your objective should be also. So I guess that's a question that I've got.
Is there anything else that would work other than pavers to, I understand where what you're trying to do there, but would work for your needs other than pavers that would be pervious and wouldn't lead to runoff to the lake? I mean, the pavers themselves are very impervious, of course, and you're gonna.
Right. I haven't really looked anything. I mean, the plan for that area was to be a family environment to hang out on the lakeside. In terms of grasses or anything like that, I don't know if that would be part of my plan. It would probably just leave it as sand as is. I haven't really discussed or thought of what I could do with that area other than the long-term plan of being making a more family-friendly environment.
Right.
I'm not sure what all options I would have for that area, basically, without sand.
I think what Roger and we're saying is just something pervious, something allowed drainage through.
Yeah.
That close to the lake. So whatever that is, you know, like Larry said, the deck's pervious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no issue with making that a little bigger. It's just going to seep through your half inch gaps and it'll filtrate its way to the lake. But if you put pavers, you know, it's going to increase the temperature of the water because they're going to heat the sun and then you're going to sheet flow into the lake. And, you know, it'll get to the lake quicker. Mm-hmm. It's not going to infiltrate and do its job.
Okay.
You know, like other things. So whatever that is, you know, I guess that's it. The sky's the limit. I mean, whatever you can dream up. I mean,
sand, grass, native plants, anything that'll soak up the water.
Okay.
I'm not trying to just send it to the lake.
Sure. I'll probably just leave it as sand.
You good with that?
I'd like to see grass there.
Well, I would too.
I mean, that grass will be effective in slowing the water down. The sand is going to wash.
I would too, but it's hard to say that in the eye of the beholder that he likes sand better than grass. What are we? They're both pervious, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
One's, I guarantee one's better than the other, but.
That's where I'm coming from.
I'm just.
Sure. And, I plan on putting a bonfire pit down there as well. So, you know, ideally it would be much more easier for family to sit on sand as opposed to.
Is there a setback for bonfire pits? No. No.
Not just a fire ring.
Mm-hmm. Not that I'm like a portable fire ring kind of concept. Yeah, you're not building a patio,
right?
It's just a little one of those solo bonfires, so it's easily movable.
Well, we went out and saw your work that you've done, and appears to be all in the direction I think that we want to go.
Sure.
I guess the. Any other questions on the sand and grass or what we want to do there? Any correspondence? Okay. Any questions from the audience? Okay. Hearing none, then we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate upon the request that's before you.
I guess I had one question, Roger.
Yeah, go ahead.
With the change to that being sand, I mean, the applicant, are you willing to just withdraw that second variance request, or I guess we're...
Yeah.
What do you want us to do with it? I mean...
That's fine. I want to make sure that I'm in compliance and try to make it the best area for our family, yeah, so that we can use it. If there's other things that I can consider, I can work with Joyce Holden on the consultant that I use on other products or okay, ways to make right, that area a little bit more usable. Okay.
I think we could state in the motion that we would like to have some type of pervious material included in that area. That would clarify it, I think.
Well, if he withdraws that portion of it, it wouldn't be necessary.
Yeah. Well, yeah, or withdraw, or, yeah. Either.
It sounds like he wants to explore his options, right? As yeah, I heard from him.
Yep.
As long as they're pervious, right?
As long as they're pervious.
He's not going to pull it. He wants right, to keep it, but make it pervious.
Or make it pervious. You would not need a variance for that. So, I mean,
true,
as long as it's pervious, so.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I just basically, on the setback, basically eliminating basically the 9-foot proposed paver stone patio. Basically, we're just going to be asking to approve basically the 23 feet addition to the proposed deck.
Right.
Yep. Yes, that would be fine.
So okay, withdrawn the second variance request would be fine. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So we record that in the minutes.
Got that? Okay. All right, that has been withdrawn then from the request. So I think we could move forward then if the board's desire is to make a motion to do just that.
I'd be willing to make a motion to approve the variance to extend the deck and just, you know, as part of it, just to recommend to the land or to the property owner to try and have some type of pervious product, whatever you decide down below, you know what the intent that we're looking for.
Sure.
And findings, I think it will maintain the essential character of the locality. I don't think it will cause any negative effect to any of the neighbors in the local community, meaning with the harmony intent of the general purpose and intent of the ordinance.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second by Mike. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That is carried.
All right.
Good luck with finishing your project.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Last applicant is Seth and Julie Ulanimi, requesting a variance to construct a pool to be located 20 feet from ordinary high water mark and to be at 35% impervious, deviating from the allowed 25.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. We'll see. We've got some updated picture or drawing.
You got an updated plan?
Yep, updated plan here after our discussion, you know, last week. So,
you want to explain that to us?
I can add it around.
Yeah.
That's a little bit better. So, we'll need some here.
There we go. I can share.
All right, well, perfect. So this plan's certainly not high detail CAD work, but
yep.
So it's not to scale, obviously. But I think you know, from what we discussed last week, you know, on this pool, you guys made it pretty clear you wanted it outside of that 37.5 feet.
Right.
So what it was right at 32 feet. So what I've done is gone from 18 to 16 wide, and then moved it 4 feet closer to the house to get to 38 feet. So with that, you know, that really narrows up, you know, or it'll be a walkway basically now between the house and the pool. So we're looking at adding deck to the lakeside of the pool for sitting and whatnot. So
What type of decking material? What are you thinking on that? It'll be like a raised wood deck, or what are you thinking on this?
Well, yeah, it'll basically be, you know, flush with the ground, you know, except for on that, the lakeside, where it'll be a little raised.
Okay.
It's good, so.
Is your plan to keep, where I'm going with that question is, will it be a pervious or impervious? It's not going to be concrete?
Oh,
or?
Yeah, it'll be pervious for okay. Sure. I think ideally, you know, concrete around the pool would be ideal, but I realize that, you know, deck, I'll have to use deck to keep the impervious.
Right.
You know, right? So.
And it can be that plastic type, you know, or whatever, but as long as the water can go through it.
Yeah, I haven't figured that
right.
out yet.
No, and you don't need to at this time.
So I guess just
that was there.
Just to go further, I know one suggestion was to put it on the side of the house where it had that storage area. I didn't think of it at the time, but our existing well is right there. And I showed it on the picture here. So that would be, you know, it'd be tough, obviously, to get it in there. And then I didn't have it at before, but I need a, I show a pad here for equipment, you know, the pump, the heater, and filter on there. So I put that in that storage area for sure. So.
What are you proposing to do with the water in the fall when it comes time to drain it?
You don't drain the pool.
We'll draw
you leave the pool, the pool full.
Pump full?
Yep, I have a pool. Same thing here, so you leave it full. You drain it down 5,000 gallons, they come and do their winterization, fill it back up.
Yep. Yeah, you'd have to drain it some, right?
Yep.
So
that was to me my question is where you're gonna let that water go.
Yeah, that was one when I requested the permit right away, they sent me over to the watershed, right? And they were like, well, if you get a permit, we'll work with you. So that's the plan, you know, I'll have them out and for stormwater management.
And then the only other question I had, what kind of filter?
Well, typically they're sand filter.
I mean, there's
like for the...
Well, there's multiple different cartridges or dye to make sure they use a lot less water.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a sand, and I'm just talking from personal, and you flush about 1,000 gallons to clean it.
Okay.
And you do that, you know, two times a month, roughly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but for my neighbor's got dye to make sure, and he just takes the filters out and sprays them off, and then put their little stuff in. I'm just throwing that out there.
That sounds thinking a lot about, better, yeah.
Sounds like a lot better, but yeah. If you're going through Olson's, they don't like diatomaceous earth, you have to force them to put it in.
Okay.
So that's what I would do if I was living this close to the lake and dumping that much chlorine, I'd force Olson's to do it, but
sure.
What else do you do with the water?
Well, that's the thing. That's what he's gonna do with the water. That's what I was just making a personal suggestion.
To clean the water, you mean?
Huh?
To clean the water?
Well, so if you're gonna backflush that system, you're gonna dump 1,000 gallons out to clean that sand filter.
Oh, okay.
You rotate it, and then that's how you rinse your filter out, dump all the gross water out, or all the really nasty water, and I can actually flow, when I'm a long ways from the road, I can actually get it to flow out onto the road.
Okay.
So, I mean, by this close to the lake, that would have an impact.
Yeah.
That's what my concern
is. I would suggest just looking at the low water filters.
Sure. That sounds good.
So, they're called DE filters.
Yeah, I haven't really...
And that's like 10 gallons. You just, I watched them do it, my neighbor's done it, he washes them off.
Sure. Well, I'd have plenty of space on the other side of the house or whatever to do that, so.
But yeah, you can't get away from dumping the 5,000 gallons in the fall because he requires them to go below the skimmers and then winterize them and fill back up.
With fresh water, huh?
Yeah.
So a certain amount of water in the fall is going to have to be extracted from the pool.
Yeah, probably roughly 5,000.
Yeah. So what are we going to do with that water is my question.
That's what I'll work with the watershed on a plan, not only to construct the pool, you know, using BMPs and whatnot.
I think you've gotten some good advice on filters here.
And then filters. Well, that's to operate it, right? The filter and then... But then the lower end, I'll work with the watershed on that. Whether to pump it around or use some pump.
I think we decide to go forward with this project, I think that needs to be part of the condition of the permit is to how the water is going to be extracted in the fall.
Well, you work with them, but I mean, most of these tandem septic guys can haul at least 2,500 gallons of water. It's probably $150 a pump, so.
Sure. Oh, that's true. I never thought about that.
$300.
That's how I was saying. I'll just dump it on any field that's close.
Most guys, yeah. They're most. Yeah, most of them got a tandem metal.
That's got to be what they do in Detroit Lakes then, along the lake, because we saw in the pool there. I mean, you go on Detroit Lake, some of them are 10 feet up the water, and I always wonder what they're doing with all their water. Yeah. That must be what they're doing.
That's
a good plan.
It's pretty cost effective. I mean, honestly.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions of the applicant in regard to the location that he's chosen for the pool or the conditions?
I did have one thing, and looking at the dimensions of the deck here, would it be feasible to expand the length or depth on the north side and shrink the depth on the lake side to try to get us closer to 37 and a half to try to get us out of the shore impact zone? I mean,
with the deck itself?
Yes. I mean, in my mind, I think it would be better to expand it closer to the property line to the north and get a greater distance from the lake. Probably still have the same amount of square footage as far as deck area.
Sure.
But you'd have the setback would be, increased to the lake.
You're saying shrink that 8 feet down a little bit.
Well, this 8 feet on the north, expand that to give you more usable usable space up here, and then you could actually shrink that down to, whether it be 4 feet or something to get us closer to 37 and a half, I would.
Right.
Yeah, I think, that's definitely feasible. I would just need some deck, I guess, on that side.
You need what?
I would need some just for walking or on that side.
But if you went to I don't know what the number is.
Well, I mean 4 foot. I mean.
4 foot would be the number.
Are you putting a fence on top of that?
It depends. I haven't shot the it might be about a foot.
So. Is that a requirement?
Or? No, not because they don't have an auto cover on it.
If they have a cover?
Yeah. If they have an auto cover, then you don't have to have a fence by Minnesota law.
That's the plan, is the auto cover.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I was just saying 4 foot's kind of tight when you're with a fence right and rubbing up against you is where I was going with it. I just wanted to hear that.
Yeah, I think the thought was to have, chairs and, loungers, I guess, there too, but we can certainly put that on the north side.
Put that on the north end and still have that.
Yeah.
I think Mike's got a good idea with the shore impact zone and to see if we can get as close to that as we can.
Try to maximize our distance to the lake as much as we can.
Yep. Any other questions of the applicant?
I struggle a little bit just given how the lake shore, it's got its natural filtration already with all the cattails and all that. It's not like it's going right into the pristine side of Floyd Lake. That's where there's a lot of natural properties there that are assisting in stormwater runoff. I don't know how else to put it. So that's where I'm kind of struggling to try to constrain them because of that, but.
Right.
Well.
I'm just speaking freely on that.
No, that's fine.
I could give you a history lesson on the RV. I'm asking our neighbor that's 80, what is it, almost 80.
Yeah, they used to play softball out there or something there, I've heard.
It was very clean bay back in the day. It was no cattails. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the lake, their garbage got put in that bay. Mm-hmm. All the cattails and bogs and whatnot. So.
There's some bogs in there too.
They haul all the bogs from the lake, from the rest of the lake into that bay.
Really?
Planted them.
I don't know.
Yeah, they anchored down. On my lake. Oh yeah, we did it on Pearl Lake when I grew up. We pushed them to the neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think I like Mike's idea of shrinking that out. I know that it's not a very wide distance, but if you add that square footage onto the north end, I think that can compensate.
You can go 4 feet.
Yeah, if he went 4 feet, I think that would That would satisfy the shore impact zone, satisfy the board, and hopefully that'll work into the...
Yeah, I mean, none of this is ideal, right? But it,
right.
If we want a pool, it's...
Your setbacks from the lake aren't ideal. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at it.
No kidding.
I hear you.
A lot is tight.
So. Yeah. Okay. Any
compromise.
Other
compromise?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. You have a question or
no? I said it's a compromise.
Yeah.
I
mean,
there's no way around it.
No. So, any other questions of the applicant in regard to the pool? Any correspondence?
Just the same comment from Pelican.
Yep. Okay. Nobody in the audience, so we'll close testimony then, if there's no further questions, and we'll deliberate and make a motion, yea or nay. So,
I think it should be a little, there's something to make my comment, make it a little wider than 4 feet because of young kids and you're wandering, and, it's going to be a foot or two fall off. And, I don't know.
5 feet sufficient in your mind?
5-6 feet somewhere in there to give them a little bit of laundering room. You know, I mean, because 4 feet is, think of a sidewalk and no drop offs, and I'm just trying to be.
Right. I mean, if we're going to grant it, what's really the difference? You know, make it so that it's safe.
Right.
You know.
I mean, 6, something like that. I don't know, 5, 6, 4 to seem.
What are you? Mike, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, just given the circumstances, I would like to see us maximize the distance as much as I could. And we can, 5 feet would be satisfactory to me.
Okay.
I'm just...
All right. I would concur with 5 feet. I think that's a better, it's 1 foot better than 4. So...
Okay.
6 is 2 feet better than 4?
I think it's 10.
Okay, you want to go 10 now? Yeah. All right, any other?
I was going to split the difference and say 6.
Yeah, that's why I was just saying 6 feet, but that's
5.5. You guys are... You want 6 feet?
They're putting pressure on you, Mike.
Well, that's, I can live with it.
Okay.
Okay, all right, but I got 2 feet, so I'm satisfied. I'll take like 2 feet.
Take a 2 feet?
Consider it a win, eh?
I'll take it a win.
Well, it is what it is. You're wanting a pool, so. All right.
I think we were all there. We saw it. We understand why.
Yep.
I mean, it's, let's face it. I mean, he's got young kids, and I wouldn't want to swim in that.
No.
So I understand the reason. And I think that they have tried to work with us and, basically get the pool out of the shore impact zone if they work with the Pelican River watershed and have a plan to deal with the water.
Yep.
I think it's a decent compromise that I know I can live with.
Figure the square footage out would be probably less than the building would be permitted in the center of the lake shore for a set through.
Yep.
Right.
True. Correct?
True.
Yep.
Is it appropriate to put a condition on there that water should not be discharged to the lake? You know, when you're doing these flushes, that you got to find somewhere else to put it other than the lake? I mean, is that reasonable?
That is very reasonable. Yeah, absolutely. That's very reasonable. That's a requirement.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay. You ready?
I can make a motion for approval.
Okay.
Based for the approval based on, and the request would be the deck for the pool would be 32 feet from the lake from the OHW, and then the pool would be 38 feet from the OHW. And I guess the findings of fact would be that's in harmony with the purpose and intent of the ordinance and comp plan, puts the property to reasonable use, and doesn't alter the character of the locality. And there is a unique circumstance in this property in that the shoreline is not conducive to being used for recreation such as swimming. So, I mean, it's kind of a unique property. And I would add that the condition that when the pool is flushed, that that water that is flushed is not discharged to the lake. So we have to find some other way of dealing with it without discharging it to the lake.
Mike, maybe could you add to it just to work with the Pelican River Watershed for a storm management plan?
Perfect.
Yep.
I have to add that on there as well. I'll second that motion.
And Dell seconds. Okay. Any other discussion on the motion or its second? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That is passed. Congratulations.
All
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, all right.
You'll be looking for that invitation to the pool party.
Absolutely.
I think we got two happy customers.
Okay, any, that's the end of the list there.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Oh, just a minute here. Were we going to comment on the Herzog application on the record, or should we?
Herzog?
Huh, yeah, or not Herzog.
They're going to be getting Meadowland to calculate or survey that for the results.
Okay, so did you have any input on the?
All the same, I mean, I think it's open to it offline.
Okay, let's, we'll adjourn then. Dell makes a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay, Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn, okay. You had a journey to the shore, the watershed?
Yeah, I just didn't.